It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quick Calls. Once again, this is your host, Andre C., and I'm here with the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton. How you doing, brother?
Oh, great, man. What a fantastic night we had. We had supposed to be five matches, but we ended up getting a bonus match. Well, unbelievable.
Yeah, so those bonus matches you're talking about is from PWA Fallout at the Onaway Arena in Onaway, Alberta. Like, this match, originally scheduled seven matches. A couple matches got changed. They were brought down to five, and we got a really great match added to the card as a bonus six. And let's just before we start, were you really looking forward to this card too tonight?
Oh, of course, man. I love it when it comes to all the small, like these small towns out here, not like Onaway and that. And my God, the crowd that we had here.
Okay, like this crowd, like I have to say, at least 60%
kids. 60%
kids,
but there was the kids, adults, teenagers. It was a lot of everybody having fun. It was great to see.
But I say 60% kids because these kids were just crazy.
They just love it. Because they don't get to get, like, they, I don't know if they go to Edmonton or not to see it, but when they get a chance to come, when it comes out to, like, this town for once a year, hell, they're having so much fun, it's unbelievable.
Oh, these kids were a blast, and we're in an arena, like a small town arena, so the acoustics, it's just, everything echoed like crazy, wow, and the acoustics were amazing here. The crowd, as big as it was, cheering, sounded like it was like four times the size due to everything. And I was talking to a couple of the wrestlers during intermission. They said they couldn't believe it. They were loving this crowd, loving the feeling they were getting from them. So,
oh, yeah.
We're going to get to the show finally here now. And so we started off the night with our first match of the evening. It was Bobby Sharp taking on the Omen Gabriel Lestat. I thought a really good, really strong opener for this show. Bobby, who's doing some of the best work of his career right now, playing, especially being a heel.
Yeah.
And then the Omen just coming out. And it was just, like, immediately apparent to this crowd. They were just, as soon as Bobby came out, just the way he was acting, they booed him. And then as soon as Gabriel came out, they gave him the biggest cheering I've ever heard, either cheer or boo of either of these guys.
Oh, exactly. It was like, these people hated Bobby but loved Gabriel, and my God, the match was fantastic between these two.
Like, these two tore it down, like, just so bad. And Bobby, like, he is one of the best workers in this province, let alone this country right now. And Gabriel is for a while there, I was really down on Gabriel, but man, like, over the last, like, this past year, man, I've really been impressed by this guy. And I love his finisher. I don't know what the name is, but it's, if you know of Seth Rollins, he hits the Falcon Arrow. Think of the Falcon Arrow, but before he brings him down, like, it's when you suplex up, and then you bring him, suplex him back forward. But what he does is he spins him and brings him down on his land on the back. So I was thinking of it kind of an inverted Falcon Arrow.
Yeah.
That's the way I looked at it. And, man, like, I love that finisher. Gabriel, just he's got charisma, man. That guy's got some serious charisma.
Oh, for sure. He's unbelievable to watch, man. And these two put on a hell of a great match for an opening contest. Right from the beginning, the whole crowd was into it. It was fantastic to see it. In the end, Gabriel picked up the win. Great for him. I always love seeing Gabriel in action. He's one of our crowd favorites here. So
yeah, I thought great finish. Hit that inverted Falcon Arrow. Bobby Sharp was not happy. Yeah. He goes, I kicked out. He's yelling, I kicked out when he's leaving. He's all mad that he got pinned, and it was pretty funny.
Yes, it was.
So move on to our second match of the evening, and this was an interesting contest because this match involved my favorite wrestler in the world, Michael Richard Blaze. Everybody knows that. I'm one half of the biggest fan. I'm one of the two biggest fans of MRB in the world, probably. And he came out playing face. He was a good guy.
It was weird, but
it made sense who he was facing in the Fury Kenneth Anthony. Anthony. Yes,
it did.
I think he's more suited to be the heel. And this crowd loved MRB, except for one person who was sitting to my left. This jerk. Everybody has their own opinions about wrestling.
I'm just doing what, because he's normally he's the heel at other places. But tonight he was a good guy, so it's just weird for me to see him as a good guy when I'm used to booing and that. So I just have to keep up the act for
him. So MRV played the face, kind of Anthony the heel, and like kind of things. It's just weird. It was even weird seeing MRV. Like, I love MRV. I cheer him whether face or heel. And this match,
it was
just
good. Awesome.
Kenneth looked amazing in this match. So did MRB. Like, I think they both pulled every move out they had out of their holster and then more.
Yeah.
And it finished with the brain buster. But I'll say this to Brian's thing about MRB being a cheater and he sucks. He did cheat.
He did.
What it was that the Fury did have his feet on the ropes when he was going for a pin, and Connie knocked them off, which, in my opinion, was I can see that being okay.
Yes, but the part that I did not like is Fury kind of how it was pinning MRB, and Connie literally slapped Fury right in front of the referee, and the ref did not do nothing.
But you got to remember, she knocked the feet off the ropes first, but then he came in and started yelling, but he did grab her by the hair.
I didn't see that part.
He grabbed her by the hair, and that's why, and she got away, and she slapped him for it. She still shouldn't have slapped him, in my opinion. That is interference.
Yeah.
And I can see it. But MRB, he turned around. He spun Fury around and he ended up hitting him with the brain buster once, and he got the 1-2-3.
Yeah. Yeah, it was overall great contest.
Oh, so good.
MRB always impressive, always. But this Kenneth Anthony, my God. I'm getting very impressed with him. He's getting better and better every time we see him, and he's only been wrestling for a couple of years now, and my God, this kid's going to be great in the future. He's really good. I'm
so good. So good. So we're going to move on to our third match of the evening. It was a women's match. I guess it's her Northern Alberta debut of Kiara?
Yeah, Kiara.
Yeah, Kiara, who's kind of, she's from England.
Yeah.
She kind of has this, did you say upper class snooty kind of gimmick?
Yeah, very impressed though. It suited her. I was very impressed with seeing her tonight. She, you know, she was going against Giselle Shaw, one of the best in Alberta right now, and actually Canada. And my God, a very great match between these two women. Kiara, great show, and my God, she kind of had some really good moves in that, but just could not quite get the pinfall. And Giselle, she hit that chick kick right on target. I got a beautiful picture of it right in the mush, and my God, it was out for her. And Giselle with a 1-2-3 victory. Can't wait to see what's next for her.
Yeah, I was quite impressed by both of these women. Like, I thought I'm always impressed by Giselle. I think she does a great job in everything she does, and every match she's in. And then Kiara, who I'm fairly sure she's a recent Storm student or a recent Storm grad.
Yeah.
So, and she's pretty new in her career. So I thought she really impressed in this. Like, I thought she really did well.
Very
so,
good.
So, and coming off a loss against Kat Von Hees a week ago, just coming into this, I thought she looked really good. She really held her own. And there's a couple times I really thought she could end up winning this match.
She had Giselle almost quite a few times. She just about had her, but Giselle always managed to kick out. She almost had
the veteran instinct. I think it's the veteran instinct.
Yeah, but I mean, very, very, like I said, very impressed with the new girl. Can't wait to see more of her. I'm kind of glad we got another woman up here now, so now we get some more. So
yeah, more.
It's great to see.
The more women in wrestling, the better.
Better.
And I want to see more and more come to PWA.
Me too, man.
So from there, we go on to the fourth match of the evening, and it was a tables match.
Yes.
It was Colt, the Millennial Falcon, one half of the PWA Tag Team Champions, Colt and Kelly, taking on a man we were very surprised was here.
Because
two nights ago, he made his debut in HIW. Tonight, he shows up at the PWA Onaway show, and that's The Slammer.
Yeah. Incredible. Like, you know, nobody thought.
Looking very svelte, if I may say.
Exactly. But actually, this match was actually scheduled to be a different match. It was supposed to be the Mayhem title between Kenny Stryker and Colton Kelly, but Kenny Stryker couldn't make it.
Well, we're not sure. Maybe somebody took him out. You never know. Maybe
who knows? But so we got a replacement. But overall, what a great match!
These two just so much fun. Like the Slammer, just get the crowd behind him so fast. Just starting chanting Slam, and with all it's his offense is so much fun with all the slams and all these high impact moves he hits. And Colton Kelly, he's just a despicable heel, anyways.
Oh yeah,
he's always somebody really easy to hate. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought both of these were fun. Slammer ends up winning the stables. What actually happened was he went to Colton Kelly, put Slammer on the table, came off the top rope with a senton. Slammer moved. It didn't. He landed on it, cracked a few pieces, bent the legs, but it didn't break.
Yeah.
So they so they kept going with the match, and then Slammer ends up setting up that same table in the corner, picks up Colton Kelly with going for like a running power slam. Running power slams him into the table. It doesn't break. The bell rings because the guys at the bell table thought it, and the ref said, no, it didn't break. It just cracks some more. And then so Slammer goes to the outside, gets another table, brings it in, and then puts Colton Kelly through that table with another running power slam. Man, just the beating Colton Kelly's back took in this match.
My God, his back was black and blue and bruised. Holy crap.
When he came down on that table from the top rope with a senton splash, I was scared. He was paralyzed.
My God.
That table stayed solid. And my God, I was scared. I was really worried.
And the chair shots that Colton took from Slammer.
And the one Slammer took from Colton, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nuts. These two had just a great, fun, just brawling match. It was so much. These guys were so good together. I loved it. And I love Colton Kelly. Everybody knows. He's one of the best bad guys in the business right now.
Exactly.
In the independent scene. He's so much fun.
I've been watching Colton since he started wrestling, and
we've known this kid since he was a little kid.
I've known Colton since his dad was wrestling in PWA from day one, and my God, Colton, he's gonna be one of these guys down the future that's gonna be great. He's getting up there. He's really good to watch. Great heel. He's a great heel. Great to see him, man. Always a pleasure to watch him in action.
And then we went to intermission. I just want to make a couple of notes about intermission. Like, MRB, Aiden Adams, Giselle came out to the merchandise table, and the lineups for these three just to autographs, it was crazy. Like, everybody wanted an autograph, and, like, everybody was buying pictures, and I love that. I love seeing the fans out really supporting the wrestlers by buying the merchandise and getting autographs, and, like, you know these wrestlers love seeing it. I just wanted to make a note. This crowd, their support, and everything was awesome.
It's amazing when, like, you come to a small town where, like we say, it does not come all the time. Once a year. And, my God, these kids and parents and whatever, they just...
Like, I saw adults fanboy out just like I do.
I'm a goddamn adult here, and I'm a fucking kid at heart, and I'm buying pictures, and that's so, I mean, what the hell? It's great to see these kids, these parents, everybody buying pictures, merchandise. Love it. Great support, and my God.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
From there, we go on to the what was scheduled to be the main event of the evening.
Yeah.
Which actually wasn't our scheduled PWA Championship match, because it was announced on the website a couple days ago that it would be Brandon Van Danielson challenging Brett Morgan for the championship. But what we got was Aiden Adams finally getting a title shot, because we've been talking for a while on these podcasts that he's been beating top, very high end talent in PWA, and that he deserves to finally get a title shot. He got it tonight. Aiden Adams faced off against the PWA champion Brett Morgan in what I thought was actually a really great contest. Like, I've been critical of Brett Morgan as of late since his face turn, but I thought both these men had a pretty darn good match. Aiden Adams really looked good in this, really showcasing that he can hang with the top guys in the company. I thought Brett Morgan did fine. Had a pretty good match. They both did really good, and I had enjoyed it. And then Brett Morgan ends up winning with his powerbomb finisher.
Yeah.
And Brett Morgan retains the championship, but Here's the but. So it seemed like they Brett Morgan went over to Aiden Adams, helped him up, shook hands, and then Brett Morgan went to celebrate again, and Aiden Adams didn't really like that too much.
No.
And he attacked Brett Morgan from behind, beat him down, and who comes running out? Colton Kelly and Bobby Sharp.
Yeah, it's
amazing. And then they do a 3-on-1 beatdown.
Yeah.
And then out comes Gabriel, who comes in to try to help him out. And the numbers are still 3-2, and they get beat down. And then the third man to run in to help out, Michael Richard Blaze. And they end up running the bad guys out of the heels out of the ring. And then they get the mic. And they end up, and Brett Morgan ends up challenging these men to have a 6-man tag.
Yeah.
And they all decide to walk away. So Morgan, MRB, and Gabriel get out of the ring, run out, and start, and they have a brawl on the outside, and then they get them back in the ring, and they start the match.
Yeah.
So, I think you saw almost everybody's finisher in there. Like, MRB hit the super kick, Aiden, I actually don't know if we hit the Titans. I saw the inverted fold. I saw everybody hit, like their finisher or signature moves in this. But Brett Morgan ended up with the powerbomb to win this on Aiden Adams. I think it was Aiden?
Yeah.
On Aiden Adams. But really, I thought it was a great way to cap off the night in the fact that you get all these guys that got here do this one great... if it had ended on the title match, I would have been perfectly happy.
Yeah.
But I think this edition and... I thought really it was really fun. Everybody got involved. I thought great match. And if this is the way Aiden Adams is gonna go, I like it. I like Aiden Adams' new attitude.
Me because too.
I love the guy. I've been a fan since his some days. I was a fan of this guy named the Bosnian Adonis that really looks a lot similar, really similar to Aiden Adams that disappeared around the same time Aiden Adams came into being. But I think my fandom, just because they look alike, it transferred over. And it's just I think the charisma is really improved him being a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Aiden's good. Whatever kind of way he goes, he's great. But my God, he's really good. And all six of these guys, my God, what a great match. Like I said, brawling all over the place to start and then in the ring, and everybody doing their moves and Brett getting the win.
I think it was they hit Gabriel hit Aiden with the DVD, the Death Valley Driver, into MRB hitting a 450, and then Brett picking him up and hitting the powerbomb.
Yeah, it was great to see all three get their moves and pick up the win. What a way to end the show. Unbelievable.
I thought wonderful, wonderful way to finish. Sent the crowd home happy, but then MRB gets a hold of the mic after this, and he says he wants to he says thank you to everybody, but I got a bone to pick. Says he says he wants everybody to come out May 27th, because on that show it will be, they announced it tonight, MRB and BVD, the Western Lions, taking on the team of the Omen Gabriel Lestat and the PWA champion Brett Morgan.
Yeah,
I'm excited, man. That's gonna be a fun main event.
That's gonna be great to see.
I can't wait to see the Lions win that match.
It's gonna be very interesting to see who wins, man. All four guys gonna put up a great match.
And this could have huge implications for what comes up in Night of Champions.
Exactly. I mean, all four of these guys are jockeying for position title shots. So who knows what? Well, Brett, we know the champion. He's gonna be defending,
This could maybe set up who his challenger is.
Who's going to be his challenger? What's going to happen? I mean, it's all good. It's going to be great to see what happens here in two weeks.
Yeah, so we're going to go to our highlights of the night. Brian, we're going to start with you. What's your highlight of the night?
I'm going with the women's match. Very impressed with both of these women, especially the new girl, Kiara. I thought she put on a hell of a great show. Quite a few times she almost got Giselle got the pin on Giselle, but just quite could not get it done. Giselle went in, got this chick kick on Kiara. One, great for her, but I want to see more of this new Kiara, man. Very, very impressed with her. Can't wait to see more of her in action.
Yeah, I thought both did a great job. Yeah, that's a great highlight. My highlight tonight, though, it's the main event. Like, I know everybody's going, really? He didn't pick the MRB singles match?
Yeah.
I still picked the match my boy was in, but it's just the way that match went.
Yeah.
That six-man was so much fun. It had all these really great personalities in the ring. I just thought really went really really fun, and I had a great time with that match.
Me too.
Everybody looked impressive. It was fun. It was a great way note to send the crowd home happy on. And I gotta say, that's my highlight of the night. That was such a fun match.
Oh, great! Absolutely great. And what a way to send everybody home happy. And I got. I wish he would do this more often out in these small towns. It's great to see. The atmosphere is just fantastic. You get, especially when you get the kids, you get the adults, you get the teenagers, you get everybody coming to see wrestling that normally you don't. You know, they don't get a chance to see, and to see a company come out like this, and wow, a very very impressed show. Great crowd. I would say we had probably about 200-300 people, give or take.
I would say about between 150 and 250 somewhere,
something like that. We were very impressed.
It was a great turnout.
It was
but
great,
the one
great
thing I have to say is we've seen Slammer showed up in HIW, shows up Peter Marie Knight. Where is he going next? BC, the Yukon? Maybe he's going to China. We don't know. But where is he going next? I want to see where Slammer goes next.
I want to see more Slammer.
He can go. This man is one of the best in the business. He can go anywhere. But I guess I have to say that, because like, where is he going next? Maybe he's going to show up. Maybe he's going to show up in Ontario and somewhere there. And then maybe next he goes to the States, and then goes to China, goes to Timbuktu, for all we know.
Who the hell knows?
You never know where that man's gonna end up. But I have to say, Lee, I had such a fun time tonight, Brian. You had a good time.
Oh, always. Great time. Always a pleasure to come to PWA. I love coming to wrestling. Listen, if you got a chance, go support your local wrestling independent show. The wrestlers love it. The kids love it. The crowd is great to see, man. For $20, $15, $20, whatever it costs, you're going to have a great three and a half hour of entertainment. You get to yell, take your frustrations out on the wrestlers. It's a great way to have a great time.
Oh, it's such a fun time. And as Brian said, ladies and gentlemen, please support indie wrestling wherever you are. I am Andre C. You can catch me on Twitter, @ThatCanadaGuy. Or on Instagram, @ThatCanadaDude. Brian, where can they hit you up online?
You can hit me up on Twitter @ThatWrestlingMind.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. And this has been Quick Calls from the Onaway Arena from PWA Fallout.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.